wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Alex was a very curious child, always asking questions. Why is the sky blue? Is Santa Claus reading my list? Watching home movies in the VCR was one special thing that Grandma and Alex always did together. One day Alex said, "Grandma, I don't like watching TV anymore." Grandma said, "Why don't you like TV anymore? You always loved watching SpongeBob and Bugs Bunny. What happened that you don't like watching it anymore?" Alex said, "Because I talk to them and ask them questions and they won't answer me. Why won't they talk to me?" Grandma smiled and said, "Sweetie, they can't hear you. They're behind the screen and you cannot talk to people through a screen. You can talk to people when they are in the room with you, or you can call them on the telephone, but you can't speak to anyone through a screen." 20 years later, Alex was home on spring break and naturally carved out time to spend at Grandma's house. While there, she was scheduled to attend a study session on Zoom with other students, trying to figure out some of the questions on their group project. Grandma walked by a few times, looking and feeling puzzled before she finally asked, "Why do you keep talking out loud to your computer? No one can hear you through a screen." Alex taught her about Zoom, and together they did FaceTime calls to other family members and friends. Grandma smiled and laughed on the calls, having the time of her life. Discussion questions. 1. What are some of the benefits of multi-generational relationships? 2. Is there a difference between wisdom and knowledge? 3. What is the value of elders in a society? 4. What is the value of the young people in a society? 5. Does wisdom for the future rest in the past?